Welcome to Bush and Banner, hosted by me, Diana Carmella, and Jennifer Mavis. We got a great one today. We're talking about international adventure, the best adventures 2024. But before we get into it, Jen, I want to show you my shirt. I'm going to stand up, and if you can just describe my shirt to the listeners, okay? You ready? And I'm going to ask you, where do you think I bought this shirt? Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Her shirt, it's like a black short sleeve, and it has like cracked rib cage bones on it. Did you hear me, Diana?
I heard, and it was such a bad description.
Well, you were like thrusting at the camera, so I was a little distracted. But yeah, it's like your internal bones, like an x-ray.
Yeah. Where do you think I bought this?
Well, you've been going to a lot of, what are they called, yard sales lately. So I'm going to say it's from a yard sale.
No. It's a store in the mall. What store in the mall would I purchase this?
Oh, gosh. Spencer's, Hot Topic.
Hot Topic. Yes.
Wow. And you paid for that. Like, you actually gave somebody money. Like, you exchanged money for that shirt?
Cash money. Yeah. This morning, I went on a little Hot Topic run. We're talking about adventure. So tonight, I am going on the ultimate adventure. I am going to a goth-themed potluck karaoke party.
That is such an LA thing. I'm speechless. I don't even know what to think of that.
In downtown at like a little studio right by like Skid Row. Like this is what I'm doing tonight. It's a birthday party. Yeah.
And this attire is what you thought would be perfect.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have like a skirt and like, you know, chokers and, you know, nose piercings. Like, it's gonna be awesome. But
you're wearing a turtleneck underneath it, just add to the emphasis of it. She's wearing this, a quote unquote, I guess, goth t-shirt with a turtleneck.
It looks so bad. But like, it's a goth potluck. So I'm gonna show up and like, you know, a guy is gonna come up to me. He's probably wearing like black wings and like full piercings, like 20 piercings on his face and like a skull shirt and just like spiky hair. And I imagine him coming up and being like, oh, did you try my fruit salad? You know, like something really weird for like a potluck, you know? But yeah, it's my brother's party.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense. Your brother's, one of your brothers created this idea. Okay.
Yeah, he loves themes. Yeah.
Now, what I'm really bummed about is that National Geographic didn't put this on their top adventures for 2024.
Yeah.
So should we write them and let them know they made a mistake?
Yes. Well, I wanted to say this because this is going to be an adventure tonight. And yeah, I'm going to write them because they should have added this to their list. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's number 21. But today we're talking about the top 20 adventures for 2024 that National Geographic came up with.
Yeah.
So Diana, like how do they come up with this list every year?
So this is normally they do a list of top 20 places to visit in the world. And this year they decided to do something a little different. It's the 20 coolest adventures, travel adventures for 2024. But they wanted to make it, I think, a little bit more personal. And so they tapped into their local network of photographers and writers and their whole empire. And they reached out and they had people submit places and adventures, and this is their top 20. And the theme for the list is it's trending, like things, adventures that are trending and very timely for 2024, which is a big part of the list, because I did mention to you there is something on the list, and I was questioning why it was on the list. Niagara Falls. You kind of fought me on that, but there is a specific reason why that's on the list this year.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it when we get to whatever number Niagara Falls is on. Yeah. But yeah, I fought you a little bit on that one, but that's all right.
Well, you know? It's an amazing place, but I feel like, you know, when I think of Niagara Falls, I think of like in the 50s, like Frank Sinatra and Elvis and Marilyn Monroe and their like cherry red Corvettes. And I feel like it's been like on their lists for like 30 years. Like, let's do something new. But yeah, but there's a special reason. Yeah. People are going to hate me for this.
Yeah. Diana has a lot of opinions about all of these travel and adventures throughout the world. But that's all right. It's to each your own, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So we're going to go through them. We're going to go through all 20. And then they are in in order. Let's say that. Like number one is their number one pick. Like they are in a special order. So we're going to start at number 20.
Yeah, and we're just going to get right into it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, so and then at the end I'm gonna ask you, what is what's your favorite one? Which if you had to pick one adventure, because these are all over the world, these are crazy things, which one would you want to do? I already know mine, so
it's not Niagara Falls, I'll tell you that.
it's not Niagara Falls.
All right, we're gonna get right into it.
Let's get into it. What's number 20, Jen?
Number 20 is to sleep at a floating lodge on Tofino Island in British Columbia.
Yes. Yeah. This is a luxury floating lodge that is recently renovated. And if you look at the photos, it's actually quite amazing. It does look like it's floating in the water and it's surrounded by these gorgeous trees. I am surprised it's number 20. I thought that would be, in the top 10 because of how incredible it looks. But I'm glad it made the list. And I would love to go to British Columbia.
Well, I'm glad you approve. We know you have strict guidelines for all of this. We'll be riding to National Geographic right after this episode is over. Number 19 is to go antiquing in the Hudson Valley in New York. Now, this one, this one doesn't really catch my eye. What about you, Diana?
Well, okay. I love thrifting. So
yes, you do.
Sort of did. But it's interesting because of the location. After the pandemic, a lot of residents from New York City started to move to the Hudson Valley. And so they're bringing in a bunch of cool stuff. So I think right now is the best time to go thrifting in that area because you are getting a lot of new residents. So I think that's why it made the list. But yeah, you're going to get some old stuff, I would love to go thrifting in New York.
Yeah. I mean, every time I talk to you, like you've left a thrift store, you've left a yard sale, you're buying some weird things, but I support you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Number 18 is to raft the rapids in West Virginia.
How do you feel about this one?
I've driven through West Virginia and a majority of it is really beautiful, but then other parts are a little terrifying to me. So if I'm just going with the nature aspect, I would love to do. I love whitewater rafting.
The pictures are incredible for this. Yes. It's called the New River.
Yeah. I was going to ask, so why do you think these specific rapids in West Virginia got picked?
Yeah. So it's called this particular river. It's called the New River, but it's actually one of the oldest on Earth, perhaps as old as 360 million years old. And the river falls 750 feet. In only 50 miles. And the pictures show there's like huge sandstone cliffs and it's just like something from another world. Like it's pretty incredible. And I actually never knew this was a thing in West Virginia, to be honest. Grew up in California. So this one was pretty shocking. I don't know. Excited. I'm excited to go to West Virginia now.
Well, West Virginia is absolutely gorgeous, but a lot of the towns that, I've driven past and had to stop for gas and whatnot, a lot of them are older. It's like old mining towns or something, and it's rough. There's some rough areas, a lot of, when like brothers and sisters, incest, there's a lot of incest. That's another kind of adventure, but
That wasn't good. Let's go to the next one.
We're skipping this. Number 17 is to gallery hop in Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
Where is Sao Paulo, Diana, for our listeners?
It's Brazil's largest city and their crown jewel. Okay, let's see if I can pronounce this. No, this is easy to pronounce. Museu de Arte de São Paulo. Sao Paulo.
We need to learn our Spanish.
Anyway, so their crowning jewel museum is expanding to showcase more than 11,000 plus pieces of art. And they just got a bunch of new Renaissance paintings and contemporary sculptures in. So if you love to look at that stuff, you need to get to Brazil and, get yourself a hot dog, maybe a snow cone. I imagine it's very hot there in Brazil. A lot of good-looking women, Victoria's Secret models. So, yeah, maybe we can find one and go gallery hopping. All right.
What just happened?
16.
Hot dogs, snow cones, and Brazilian models. Got it. All right. Number 16 is to wander the tea trail in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, Sri Lanka is famous for their tea, and they have this new 200-mile Picoti Trail, and it's the country's first long-distance walking route. And along the route, you get to walk the footsteps of historic planters and try a bunch of different tea. So that's kind of awesome. Their new walking trail with lots of tea.
Call me when they make a coffee trail.
I was just thinking that. I can't get into tea, but I if it was a coffee trail, yeah, I could do that. I could do that all day.
But, you know, their first, like, long-distance walking trail, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I would actually absolutely love to try that out, at least a portion of it. We are moving on to number 15, which is to indulge your taste buds in Isan, Thailand. Did I say that correct?
Isan, Thailand. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. What is so special about the food in this particular area of Thailand?
Thailand is bordered by Laos and Cambodia, so you get a lot of that influence into their food. And they're known for something called, okay, here we go, man, pronouncing this. This is easy, though. Pla rei. It's called pla rei, and it's a seasoning. It's a fermented fish seasoning that they put on just about everything. And so they're kind of famous for that. But yeah, I went to a dinner last night, and one of the girls there just got back from her honeymoon in Thailand, and she said they have some of the greatest food in the world. And I would love to go to Thailand one day and experience all the pla ra.
we need to, like, type these words into Google and have the robot for us.
Wait, look, I did that for some of them. Okay.
You're That's so smart. Yes. Yeah.
That's an easy
Keep
one.
Saying it's easy. I love your confidence.
Thank you.
Okay. Number 14 is something I really want to do one day, and it is to ride the classic rails through the Scottish Highlands.
Oh, man.
This one is special to me, and ironically, myself and Owen, our biggest, like, percentage both is Scottish heritage.
Wow.
Almost about half each. I would love to go ride through that country.
Oh, yeah.
Through the classic rails.
Their new train, it's called the Royal Scotsman train. Actually, it's not a new train, but they just added some new suites that are debuting in May 2024. And you can either book, I think, from 2 to 7 nights, through the Highlands. That would be incredible. We should do that.
I bet that's a little pricey, though, these new suites, I imagine.
You know what? There's no prices. I don't know what the prices are.
I wonder
are.
Why, because it's probably like $10,000 a night.
My money's not enough. Come on. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So Owen and I were going to do this big Ireland and Scotland trip, and then I got pregnant. So
womp, womp.
Womp, womp. Oh, one day. And then we were like, let's postpone it when he's like 2 years old and we'll all go together. And then I got pregnant again. Someone stop us, please.
Oh, my God.
All right. We're moving on.
You need a chastity belt. Okay.
Number 13, thanks, Diana, is to step back in time at Menorca's archaeological sites. And this is something I would be very interested in. I love historical things, archaeological dig sites. I love it.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it, Diana.
Yeah. So this is in Spain, and it's this is kind of a less known area in Spain. It's less developed. It has the greatest repository of ancient architecture. And in an area of just 270 square miles, it has a total of 1,574 archaeological sites, ranging from blocks of small dwellings to preserved villages that existed before the Roman Empire. So if you like lots of stacks of bricks, old bricks, this is your place.
It's way more than that. Come on, Diana. I went to Israel years ago and visited some active archaeological dig sites, and it was really interesting how they were doing it there. They like squared everything off and they had like zones, and it was really awesome. But one place I was visiting, you know, maybe about like 100 feet away, they were trying to recover what looked like a vase that was like down below.
Wow.
So they were, you know, brushing it off with their little brushes. It wasn't fully out yet, but I just thought that was extremely fascinating.
Nice,
anyway, I would love that. And another one I would love, these just keep getting better, is number 12, to trek a glacier in Chile.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see you really wanting to do this.
Yes. This I did trek some glaciers in Iceland. Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome. So why not go to another part of the world and do the same exact thing?
I mean, why not?
Somewhere else.
Chile has the third largest continental ice extension, only after Antarctica and Greenland. Something like 17,300 glaciers still cover the whole of Patagonia's ice fields. And so, yeah, if you want to get on a glacier, I would go to Chile. To be honest, I really didn't think of that. And I don't know why, but when I hear glaciers, I do think of Iceland and Greenland and Antarctica. But yeah, now Chile's on my radar. So I'm excited about that.
Well, you know, we have to go to Patagonia one day. That's a general statement, like you as in everybody in the whole world needs to go to Patagonia one day.
Yeah. Wait, have you been there? Insane.
No, I haven't, but that's on my list, of course. I have a lot of things on my list.
You do.
But I don't have time to like take a shower, so I'll get there one day. I'll make it through my list one day.
Number 11.
Diana, this is your favorite one. This is the one people have been waiting for. Number 11. Oh, wait.
Why? Tell them why.
Why what?
Why they should go to this place.
Okay, well, let me say it first.
Yeah. But I want you to tell them why.
All right. Number 11. Diana's like upset about this for some reason, like visibly upset. It's to observe the total solar eclipse in Niagara Falls, New York. So Diana was a little irked for some reason that Niagara Falls is on the list, even though it's one of the world's wonders. And
it's a great place.
We both have been there.
Yeah. And
it was a thrill of a lifetime. I would recommend everybody to do a boat tour in Niagara Falls. I like started crying. I was laughing. I was cheering.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was like pregnant at the time. Almost, you know, my water almost broke from excitement. Like it was a wonderful experience. But you All were right. like, kind of not super great. But this year, and you're going to tell us more when it's going to happen, they will be experiencing in that area a total solar eclipse.
Yes, for about 3.5 minutes, beginning at approximately 3:18 p.m. on April 8th, the sky will darken over the thunderous contrast as the moon crosses between the earth and the sun. And Niagara Falls is a great place to see it.
All right, so is this something that you would travel to Niagara Falls for then?
Yes, and I loved Niagara Falls. I just was a little upset that it was on the list, but then I figured out why, and it was like, all right, I get it. Yes, that is something I would definitely do. Yeah.
Okay, so before you went to Niagara Falls, what was your impression of it?
Before I went there, I thought to myself, wow, that is somewhere that is full of tourists, and I don't want to go there. And,
okay.
But when I was there, there wasn't a lot of tourists, and it was quite empty. And I thought it was spectacular. I mean, when you're standing looking at it, it's absolutely spectacular. Something a little fun, too, because we did the whole, like, tour. This woman, Annie Edison Taylor. Do you know who that is?
No.
She was a school teacher. When she was 60, on her 63rd birthday, she was the first person to survive.
Oh.
Like, going over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Yes. Yeah. Those people.
Yeah. Now, why isn't that on the list? I would go, you know, I would do the barrel thing. If,
no,
like,
you
big barrel. Like, oh, I would do
my,
that.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
That should be the adventure.
It's not on there because it's a death wish.
Yeah. But if you get strapped in, if it's a good size barrel and you're with your family, you all get strapped in, you know, it's not going to break. That would be fun. I want to know what was going on in that woman's mind when they like bolted her and they threw the, and she's in there and she knows it's going to happen like 2 seconds before she's about to. What was her thought process, you know?
It was probably, wow, I made a huge mistake.
I made a huge mistake.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then she comes out of it alive. I made the best mistake. This is awesome. Cause now
yeah, it's one of those that because it ended so well. That you're like, that was the coolest thing I've ever done. But for others, I mean, no one attempt this. It's not on the list, Diana, because everyone would die. So these adventures are supposed to be, you know, not a death wish. I'm just still think it's funny that even if it was just Niagara Falls, you had a problem with, but the antiquing one you were cool with. Just
a little cool.
Funny observation, but okay. All right, now we made it through the first 10. What do you think so far, Diana? Do you think National Geographic is getting some of these pretty correct?
I think so, but I do love the top 10. So,
all right, we need to keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top 10.
Here we go. Number 10. Let's just here we go, from antiquing to this, volcano hiking in Panama.
Yes. This should be on the list. Panama recently launched its 1,000 kilometers of trails project, which seeks to bring outdoor recreation and green tourism to rural communities and protected areas. So hiking a volcano in Panama, that would be incredible. The thing you need to realize, though, is Panama is very green. And so the volcano is not like a normal volcano. It's like it's a very green, lush, kind of like Hawaii kind of thing. And so it's gorgeous. And yeah, I'd be definitely down to hike a green volcano in Panama.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, you know, I lived in Hawaii for a few years, did some volcano hiking there, same with Iceland. It's just really powerful to know what is beneath you when you're hiking on those things. And you're just like, please, Lord, do not let this erupt right now.
Yeah, that would be a cool adventure, though, like running from the lava. Like I can get into that.
Actually, most of like the lava that, you know, when it's coming out, it's actually really slow moving.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be good for you because you're slow. So.
Oh, absolutely not. What is this joke?
All right, what's number 9?
Okay, number 9 is to dive with sharks on Australia's coral coast, which, yes, please. I went shark diving multiple times in Hawaii. And so the Australia's coral coast might be a little bit more intense, but I would totally do this. Would you?
Yes, if you listen to the podcast, you know my diving story. I think it was in our fear episode. I might have shared that, but I've dove in Australia on the eastern side. But what we're talking about is the western side, specifically. Okay, here we go. Nigaloo Reef. Nigaloo Reef. You can dive with 300 to 500 whale sharks, which is terrifying. And then from July to October, there's like 40,000 humpback whales and they migrate. And so you can get glimpses of them. So that's one of the big reasons to do that. All the whale sharks.
So, okay, Diana, just hear me out. So
I don't
want to. We talked about it here. We talked about it, I don't know, a couple episodes ago, where you really want to punch someone.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that's not probably the best thing to do. Like, I'm not going to support that.
Yeah.
But you know what I will support?
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. I mean, instead of you dreaming about punching a person, let's say you go shark diving and you get attacked by a shark. You punch the shark in the face. Will that be enough for you?
No. Can you imagine that? Like, you're underwater and it's just like slow motion, like trying to like, no, I want that fast, quick sound. I want that blood. I want all that. I'm not going to get that under the water. But I mean, if a shark was attacking me, I would try to punch it.
Well, yeah, exactly. But can we just settle, you know, for the safety of the public, you potentially punching a shark that was attacking you?
Okay. I'll settle. As long as it's a great white. Yeah.
All right.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
All right. Number 8.
Number 8 is to explore ancient rock art in Algeria.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about this ancient rock art.
So Algeria is home to Africa's largest national park, which holds one of the world's greatest concentrations of ancient rock art. And when you visit, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this, but this national park in Algeria is a wonderland of sandstone towers, arches, and sculpted outcrops. And they have 15,000 hieroglyphics, including images of elephants and giraffes and rhinoceroses. So, I mean, we're talking about art from like 7,000 years ago, something wild like that. So, yeah, exploring ancient art. I'd be down for that.
I mean, yeah, I think I'm just real into history.
Yeah.
And that just is so amazing to me. Something that I have done is number 7, and that is a road trip on Route 66 in New Mexico.
Did you do the whole Route 66?
Not the whole Route 66, but I have driven all of I-40, which is basically parallel to Route 66. They just had to rebuild a new road.
Uh-huh.
You know, for just like the Route 66 was being kind of like worn down. So I've driven across the whole thing. From East Coast to West Coast.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. But the actual Route 66 portion, it's really cool. So for those who are either not from America or just are from America but don't know much about it, what is it, Diana? What makes it so special?
Well, Route 66 stretches 2,400 miles across two-thirds of the United States. Number seven, though, is specifically the New Mexico section. And they picked this because there's 18 miles of highway that go through Albuquerque. And Albuquerque recently got they're calling it a glow up, a $500,000 glow up. And so they went in and restored a lot of the vintage neon signs. And there's a bunch of quirky motels and shops. And they went in and just made it look like it's vintage, but it's everything's working. So those old signs are now illuminated, and it's pretty wild and spectacular and colorful. So especially, we're talking about the Albuquerque section. So, and I've been to Albuquerque, and I absolutely loved Albuquerque.
Yes, I've been there several times. I loved it. You know, obviously there's some parts that are rough.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool little place. And so when did they do this glow up? Because I don't know if I've been there since they did it.
It says just in the literature, it just said recently. So, okay. Yeah.
Right, but still, even if, even on Route 66, there's just a lot of like historical aspects to it, which makes it really cool. All right. Number six, I'm going to try to pronounce this, but it is a Magdalena River cruise in Colombia.
Okay. So I actually looked up the pronunciation of this.
Hey, tell me.
It's a Magdalena.
Right. Perfect. I know how to read. I'm sure other people listening will be like, nah, girl, that's not how you say it. But I'm trying. But okay, a river cruise in general sounds amazing. But in Colombia, yep, sign me up.
Yeah, yeah. This is a new river cruise. And the thing about Colombia, it's very vibrant and it's full of culture and color. And this specific river cruise goes through coastal towns. And so you get to enjoy like music as opposed to like, I'd say a cruise in the ocean. This is kind of cool because you get to experience mammals, like you can see them from the boat, bird species, reptiles, amphibians, and fish. I looked at the river too, and the river is like, again, that lush green on both sides, all the vibrant color of Colombia, and you get like these rolling green hills, and the river's like this beautiful like blue color, and it just looks something like from a storybook. So I would definitely not do that in a heartbeat. Yeah.
I wonder what the bug situation is like. If there's 300 reptiles, there might be a lot of things flying in the air. Yeah. I mean, you've seen how I've reacted to mosquito bites, having hundreds all over my body. You've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Rough. It's rough.
I'm more worried about like the snakes. Are we talking anacondas? Because if
this
it's
anaconda, don't want. No.
Yeah, I don't want none of that. Yeah. I don't want none of that.
Yeah. Well, imagine you're like sleeping and you feel something like tickling your foot and you're like, oh, Bobby, stop. And you look down and it's a snake wrapped around your ankle.
Bobby, okay. More like Raul.
Okay, moving on. Number five is to listen to live music in Kyoto, Japan.
Japan has their own Japanese punk rock. And, I feel like I need to get in on that. That sounds pretty exciting to me because I didn't know Japan had, punk rock. I thought it was all like smooth sounds of whales and water and stuff. So this is exciting for me.
Yeah, I would love. Do you know any artists? Can you send them my way? Like on Spotify or something?
Go to Japanese punk rock.
Should we put some – can we insert some Japanese punk rock in right now?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. We did some research and this is what we pulled. Let's just give them 10 seconds of it. Ready? Okay. Doesn't that sound lovely? We haven't heard it yet, but it sounds lovely.
I'm a secret K-pop fan.
Ooh.
So not Japan, but, that kind of Korean pop, that kind of. So I'm really open to this. I'm really excited.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. We're getting to the top four now, everybody.
Top four. All right.
Buckle up. These are getting intense. Number four is bear watching at Katmai National Park, Alaska. This is intense.
This is one of my top things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all I remember, and I have video footage of this, is when you and I are hiking the Tahoe Rim Trail together, you're in front of me, and a bear ran down the hill in front of us very fast.
Massive bear.
Yeah, scared us. You know, it just, it was running from us, maybe, I don't know, dying of smell probably. That's why I keep her around. Keeps the animals away. Anyway, we keep walking a little bit, and then Diana scares the living daylights out of me and turns around, and best actress of all time starts freaking out that the bear is like on the trail charging us. And I almost like literally defecated in my trail pants.
I think people got really, really pissed that I did that.
No, they loved it. They loved it.
Wait,
but
you know, it'd be like deter the bear is my pee sock, or like hanging from the,
deter the bear.
Deter, yes. The bear is my pee sock.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. Anyway, so this one is scary to me because the thought of just being, you know, like if you're going whale watching, you're like on a boat, even though some of those whales, you know, come kind of close to tipping those boats over.
Yeah.
But this is like you're putting yourself out. Like what's protecting you for if the bear is like upset and charging you? I've seen videos of people in Alaska in various places just fishing or whatever, and a grizzly bear comes up like charging them. No, thank you.
Yeah. So this is this Katmai National Park is home to one of the highest concentrations of brown bears in the world. Brown bears, I don't know, they're quite friendly. Not friendly, but they don't really want anything to do with you, you know?
Don't listen to Diana.
But like, hello, Mr. Bear. What's really interesting is, do you ever see those like videos on Instagram where the bears are on like a cliff with water and the fish are shooting out of the water and they're grabbing them? Like, that's where this is.
So okay,
You can sit across a cliff and watch these bears grab these fish that are coming out of the water. Like, you know, so that would be so exciting for me. I would love that.
No, that would be great if I could have some sort of a safe distance. I was being followed by a bear cub on the Pacific Crest Trail, and that was terrifying because I'm just waiting for the mother to come around, and I'm, like, slowly backing away, like, trying to keep space. But it was like, nah, girl. Now I want to see what's in that back of yours. You got Snickers in there. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm about to get mauled. But thankfully, the mother never showed. So
just throwing your Snickers bar at like the cub.
I literally would. Yeah. I wouldn't even like spray my bear spray. I would just like chuck a Snickers bar as far as I could and just run the other way, to be honest. All right. Okay. Number three. We're in the top three. Ski tour through UNESCO sites in Georgia. What is a UNESCO site?
Well, UNESCO stands for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And it's a specialized agency of the United Nations with the aim of promoting world peace and security through international cooperation in education, arts, sciences, and culture. I have that completely memorized. I'm not reading anything at all.
I was literally just going to say, you know this. You memorized it before bed, didn't you? You're such a great podcaster.
So this is interesting because Georgia, the country.
I've not been to Georgia, the country.
Neither have I. But they apparently have like some of the greatest skiing.
I've also never skied, but I'm going to get on that. And then maybe I'll go to Georgia. Remember, we talked about this with Steph Jagger.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to forget it. So I did. wow. Yeah,
I've snowboarded, but I've never snow skied. But I'll take their word for it.
Yeah, yeah, because I guess this is one of the best spots to ski in the world. I just thought it was Aspen from Dumb and Dumber, so I just thought it was Aspen my whole life. But apparently Georgia is coming up.
Maybe we should – so we've interviewed Steph Jagger before. She's just this phenomenal skier. She's like a world record breaker.
Yes, yes.
Maybe we should also send her this little question, see if she's skied on any parts of these mountains in Georgia. See what she has to say about it. She's an expert. So, all right. Number two is a little lost on me. Just going to be honest, but maybe not for others. Number two is to, attend or run, I don't know, the Olympic marathon in Paris.
Yes. For the first time ever, members of the public can run their own marathon during the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, France. And that run is August 10th. Anybody can do it. They're picking 20,000 qualifying lottery winners to run the 26.2-mile route from Paris to Versailles. If you like to run a marathon, you can go to, you know, the 2024 Olympic site where they're having the Olympics, and you can run your own marathon and pretend like you're in the Olympics, you know, if you want to be a wannabe. So I'm down to do that, even though I can only run about a mile. But
I mean, I know we're through hikers, but just running is not my thing. Like I'll be in Paris to go eat some crepes or something.
We'll just go like get a bunch of pastries and just sit on the sideline and just like throw pastries at the runners.
No, what is up with you and violence against other people?
I got a lot of pent up violence.
You do. But this might be something. I mean. Yeah, you know, I'm going to pass on this one.
You know what? I would love to see it. I wouldn't run because running is not fun for me.
But see what? Are you going to watch someone run for 26.2 miles?
Well, I'd like to sit there and just like watch the runners and look at them and be like, fools.
Why how do you feel about like watching me hike in front of you?
Yeah, that was sad and pathetic. okay. Wait, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to Paris?
No.
Me neither. For some reason, I have no desire to go there.
Yeah, it's not like a top thing on my list. I think when I was visiting London, and I could be wrong, everybody, but I believe I was trying to maybe coordinate a day where you can take a train to Paris and back.
Yeah.
I think that's true. It didn't work out, but I think that would be the only thing, only time I would maybe go visit, at least now.
Yeah.
Remember, I have a lot of things on my to-do list that I'm barely able to scratch off, so we'll
yeah.
see.
I wouldn't choose to go like right now, like in my life. I don't really have an interest in going there. But I mean, if I like met some rich woman who was like, hey, would you like to go on my jet? All expense paid. We're going to Paris and we're just going to shop for a couple days. I'd be like, meh, all right. Yeah, I would do it. And that would be fun if I didn't have to spend any money.
Yeah, that's a hard, yeah, really hard decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'll go on a private jet.
Yeah, let's go.
All expenses paid. Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Okay. So, Diana, we have finally made it to number one.
All right.
Are you ready to tell the listeners what it is?
You tell them, but this is – wait. Before we tell the listeners what it is, do you think this is worth the number one spot before we tell them?
No. No. Not for me. I think it is worthy to be on this top 20 list, but yeah. As far as number one
– yeah.
No. What – do you think it should be number one? You hesitated. That means no.
I have a number one that's not on this list, and we're going to talk about that afterwards. But
I'm sure we're going to get your opinion.
I think I agree with you. Like, this is a great thing, but number one, I think it could have been in the top 10, but I don't know about number one. But what is it? It is pretty exciting. What is it?
It is. It's a horseback safari in Kenya.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Maybe top 10 for me.
Yeah, I have questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Wouldn't the tigers eat the horses?
Eat the horse?
I mean,
I'm like,
wouldn't the tiger chase me on this horse?
Okay,
like, that's what I want to know.
That was my first thought. We're probably very uneducated about it. We'll admit it. But my thing, my thing was, is it either we're so big, you know, like us on top of the horse, that it would like maybe deter the animals from wanting to attack, or would it be like, yum yum? You got like my main meal, entree plus a side.
I'm the dessert. The horse is the meal. I'm the dessert. This is how I look at this. But I guess horse safaris originated in Kenya in the 1970s. So this is a thing. This has been going on for a while now. But this is the first time I'm hearing about a horseback safari in Kenya. Yeah. Yeah, I've got questions. I'm just like a prancing meal for these animals.
I've been on a safari in South Africa.
Oh, nice.
But it still wasn't like the legit scary ones.
Yeah.
It was still a little bit more – like there was still in some places like barriers because they were like feeding – yeah, it wasn't like an actual legit safari because they were like helping feed the lions, but they were all right there.
Yeah.
So an actual in, you know, open safari like that would scare me. Because you've
would
seen,
me, yeah.
You've probably seen videos of like elephants trying to trample the people, and yeah, that's kind of scary. So, and I don't really know how to ride a horse. I've only rode a horse one time. So if I need to make a quick getaway, like, it's not happening. So
yeah. Well, there's this, one of my good friends a few years ago, she told me this story. She was born and raised in South Africa and she went on a safari. This is a longer story, but I'm going to cut it down to like 20 seconds. She was in one of those Jeeps with her boyfriend, and there was a big snake in the road, and they accidentally ran over the snake.
Oh.
The snake was fine. It coiled itself on the car, and they kept driving, and they didn't know the snake was underneath the car. And then the snake kind of went up to her window was down. She was in the passenger side, and the snake's head came up, and it was a black mamba.
No.
And they sense movement. So this snake was on her door. They stopped the car. And if it senses movement, it's going to attack. And so she stayed really still. But her hood of her jacket started flailing next to her head. And the snake came and immediately jabbed and got his fangs stuck in the jacket. And so she immediately took the jacket off and got out of the car. So
I would die. I would die.
Yeah, that's why I, especially with the snakes, the horses getting bit by snake. It's just not, what? No. I want to be in a Jeep with, like, you know, I want to be in a tank, like a military tank in Kenya.
I'll go horseback riding on, like, the beach with you in, like, San Diego.
Yeah.
Can we do that, Diana?
Absolutely. In, like, bikinis and, like, with, like, a Mai Tai. That's more of my style.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Out of this list, What is your number one? What is the one thing that you want to do on this list?
Okay, well, it's a little complicated, but the one I've wanted to do for a very long time is to go to Scotland. And I've always wanted to ride the trains through the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah.
So that's not so much as an adventure as sometimes I think about, like, let's go climb this mountain or, you know, do something active. It's a little bit more passive, you know, sitting on a train, but it's something I've always wanted to do. So I'm going to have to go with that one. Yeah. What about you?
Mine would be the cruise in Colombia. I've always wanted to go to Colombia. I love boats. I love, or like a river cruise. I feel like I'm in Disney's River Cruise, I guess is the name of the movie. I would love that, you know, just, yeah. And I hope it's a smaller boat too. Not like, I don't like cruises like Royal Caribbean shit with all those people and the buffets and the gorging. I don't like that. But if it's like a smaller boat, I would love to go on a river cruise. So that'd be my number one. But like I said, my number one is not on this list. And I'm curious. I am baffled why there's nothing about Antarctica or like, because we interviewed
Felicity Aston,
first woman to walk across Antarctica, and how she spoke about the continent and how there's all these like new regions that are not even discovered yet. There's nothing about the poles. Yeah. Why isn't Antarctica? I would love to go to Antarctica and have an adventure down there. So I'm surprised, you know,
that's quite a big adventure.
Yeah.
What I do like about this list, and as our listeners know, you and I don't like everything on this list. We love other things, but mm-hmm. I like that it's so diverse. It's not all about mountain climbing or trekking or, you know, I feel like anybody can read this list and find something that they're interested in.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you did say that the antiquing thing would be your thing. My mother-in-law loves antiquing. Like, that would be something she would love to do. And that could be a great adventure for her. And so this list is great because I think it touches on almost any kind of, you know, thrill or adventure. And it's all over the world. Something that really intrigued me is that the editor-in-chief for National Geographic, his name is Nathan Lump. I'm going to summarize, but he was basically saying that every year, so many people let so many of their vacation days go to waste. And that stuff blows my mind because, you know, I'm somebody, and I think a lot of our generation and younger are like always on top of using our vacation. Mm-hmm. But it's some of like the older generation that just lets their vacation time go to waste. And so Lump was talking about this list and hoping to encourage people to, you know, get out and maybe try something that either you've always wanted to do or something that maybe you never thought you would be interested in, but use those vacation days, get out if you can. If you can only choose one thing to do, go see different parts of your country or the world, try something new. And that's what I really took away from this list. And I think, you know, you and I are really big into adventure and trying things and experiencing things. And yeah, I think this is a great place to start for somebody who doesn't really, who's never really traveled or, you know, experienced the outdoors or anything.
Yeah. 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 I totally agree.
Do you have anything to add to that?
No, no. You said it. You said it right. You said it right. Yeah. I thought in this list, the first time I looked at it, I was like, huh. But then I read it about three or four times. And then I was like, yeah, it makes sense. This is a good list. It's a good list. National Geographic should have us do their list. But no, it's going to be some rant. It's going to be like, all right, goth party in downtown LA. Goth party, yeah. Potluck, karaoke party, downtown LA is going to be on the list.
And mine would be babysit my two children for one night.
That right there is enough adventure for a year, you know? Exactly. So they should definitely consider us next year.
Well, we are going to throw some of these photos up on our Instagram. You can follow us at Bush and Banter. And yeah, you can see a little bit of what we're talking about. Some of these places are absolutely beautiful. Just insane. Insane.
Insane. Yeah. All right. That's it. That was good. This was fun. Always good seeing you.
Don't end. You got to have more energy when we end. Oh my God. Don't act so depressed.
I got to get ready for my goth party. So this is great.
All right. Make sure to keep us all posted, please. Yeah, I'm going to be asking you details about it next episode. So thank you everyone for listening. I hope you love this episode. I hope it ignited a little bit of inspiration for you to get out there and travel and see what's around you. And you know, let us know what you think about National Geographic's list. You can email us at bushandbanner@gmail.com or write us on Instagram at bushandbanner.
Wow, that was great. All right.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye. See you guys next time. Bye.
Goodbye.